From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. European Union foreign and interior ministers meet in Luxembourg to discuss the migration disaster in the Mediterranean. Today's meeting comes as Italy continues its massive search and rescue operation for the capsized boat off the coast of Libya that was carrying hundreds of migrants, while at the same time rescuing Syrian migrants from another vessel off the coast of Sicily. Carlotta Sami, a spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, says migrants seeking a better life in Europe are taking a variety of routes.
This is another rescue operation, and it gives also the picture of how complex are the operation at this stage and how complex and diversified are the routes, because this is a ship where only Syrian refugees were on board. Was a boat coming from Turkey.
Of the 700 people feared dead off the coast of Libya by nightfall Sunday, authorities said only 28 had been rescued. A video purportedly released by the Islamic State claims to show militants shooting and beheading what appear to be as many as 30 Ethiopian Christians in Libya. A militant speaking in the video claims the Christians were crusaders out to kill Muslims. The apparent killings similar to past violence carried out by the extremist group, which has now grown from strongholds in Iraq and Syria into Libya. The militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for a bomb attack Monday on a United Nations bus in northern Somalia, killing at least 9 people. The UN Children's Fund said at least 4 of its staff members died. 4 more are in serious condition after the blast in the town of Gowawe that happened as they traveled from accommodations to work. A UN special representative condemned the attack, saying on Twitter he was shocked and appalled by the loss of life, bombing al-Shabaab's third deadly attack in as many days. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Pakistan today for a 2-day visit in which he is expected to announce $46 billion in U.S. dollars worth of investment projects in energy and infrastructure development. Aisha Tanzim reports.
For several days before his arrival, Pakistan's state TV ran anthems aggrandizing Pakistan's friendship with China. During his visit, the Chinese leader will receive Pakistan's highest civilian award and address a joint session of Pakistan's parliament. Both countries have focused on the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor as the theme for this visit. The corridor is a collection of roads, rail links, and pipelines from Pakistan's southern seaport of Gwadar to southwestern China. Pakistan's advisor on economy, Sartaj Aziz, hopes the new investment from its rich neighbor will give his country's dwindling economy a much-needed boost.
Investment of $4 billion a year would certainly step up the investment rate.
Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
The U.S. and the Philippines today launched their biggest joint military exercise in 15 years. This year's annual 10-day drill is part of Washington's effort to boost U.S. military presence in the Pacific in the face of China's rapid territorial expansion into the South China Sea. President Obama has said Washington is concerned China uses its sheer size and muscle to push around smaller nations in the disputed region. President Obama's nominee for attorney general is still awaiting confirmation. It is backed up behind other legislation. Federal prosecutor Loretta Lynch was selected last November, but so far nothing has been done to approve her. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
The Senate is currently deadlocked on a bill to help the victims of human trafficking and sexual slavery. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the legislation is vital and overdue.
Human trafficking, Mr. President, is a serious problem in our country. It's hard for a lot of people to believe, but it occurs in every single state.
But Democrats object to language that would prevent those funds from being used by victims seeking an abortion and are refusing to allow a final vote until the issue is resolved. Republicans, meanwhile, say there will be no vote on Loretta Lynch so long as the human trafficking bill remains in limbo. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
About 1,000 people gathered this weekend at the former site of the Oklahoma City U.S. Federal Building, marking the 20th anniversary of the terrorist bombing there. Survivors and tearful relatives of the dead read the names of the victims.
Our grandfather,
David Jack Walker. Jules A. Valdez.
President Obama sent a message saying passage of time will never extinguish the pain, but the murderers that hoped to terrorize the American people failed. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.